Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I had the opportunity to talk to Yo-Yo Ma when he was in town to play the Williams Cello Concerto with the Philadelphia Orchestra. It was also about the time a new documentary was coming out telling the story of the Silk Road Ensemble, a group founded by Yo-Yo Ma in 1998 with musicians from different countries. We talked about the group, the documentary, and a companion CD called Sing Me Home.
Congratulations, you have this new film coming out, which I guess tells the story of the Silk Road Ensemble.
Well, it's actually a very interesting exploration from the filmmaker Morgan Neville, who just won an Academy Award for the 20 Feet from Stardom, which is backup singers and what their lives were like. And this is not unlike that film, The Music of Strangers, where Morgan explores the lives of five members of the ensemble, you know, and he follows them to their home countries, and some come from regions that are experiencing conflict, others have deeply personal stories, like, for example, a wonderful musician whose mother is suffering from dementia and what that does to, you know, a mother-daughter relationship. She, by the way, Christina, I don't know why, named her dog Yo-Yo, and otherwise Jojo, and you know, I have to yet delve a little more deeply to find out the psychological reasons for doing that. But more seriously, we have clarinetist Kenan Azmeh, who's just one of the most beautiful people I know, warm, generous, creative, from Damascus, Syria, and, you know, he's been living with that situation for the last 5 years, and how does someone cope with a tragedy in his home country? So it's very, very personal stories, but that reflect the values of the ensemble. And in a way, it's all about how we think of home, right? I mean, you know, we created a companion CD for that reason, because here you have five people exploring the lives of five people in a film. But we wanted to give a sense of what is home for everybody. You know, home is a place where, if we're lucky, there's trust, there's hopefully unconditional love from your parents. It is a place where trust grows into a person where it becomes possible to act courageously.
It's so interesting that you say that, because I was noticing that your recent CDs all have to do with very personal subjects like that, with the Arc of Life CD that you have and the Sing Me Home CD.
Right.
And it struck me that bringing people home to your home is a very intimate act. Even think back when you were a teenager and brought friends home. You're opening yourself up to people. And music has that same quality of opening yourself up to people. When you play music, at least when you play music, Yo-Yo, I sense this giving of something deep within you to others. And I sense that in this Silk Road project, people are connecting on this very primal level.
Absolutely. I agree with you that I think this is one of the beauties of what music can do. It reaches deep into people's core, where it is possible to be socially vulnerable. Like, you know, you go to a concert where there are lots of people, but you're personally affected by something in a social environment. And I think that's one of the things that we treasure as humans, that we don't ever want to lose that, because if you lose trust, then what else is there? If you lose the sense of home, what else is there? But you can have psychological home. You can have your, you know, your home is in a way in your head, because that's where all your accumulated experiences are located, and you could use those experiences to develop an imagination and the capacity for empathy for others.
And when you formed Silk Road Ensemble, you deliberately went around the world looking for people from different cultures to connect with in this way?
Well, absolutely, because we were, you know, at the time in 1998, we have entered at that time already into at least a second global age with the advent of the internet and just things happening much more quickly. And I think to live in one home on Earth, on our planet, we actually have to be able to work together to have a way of solving large problems. So the Silk Road was a metaphor for over 60% of the world's population. How much do we know? How well do you know your neighbor? Tolerance is good, understanding's better, and deep understanding is best. So we want to get to the core of different people, and we actually then, in some ways, find ourselves.
And music is just such a wonderful way to do it.
Well, it's what I do, and it's something that, as a 60-year-old, part of the reasons for thinking about, you know, Sing Me Home or Arc of Life or Music of Strangers, there's more perspective, there's more time perspective. And I think it's interesting to have greater altitude in looking at things while being as present as possible.
Have all of these activities changed the way you play a cello concerto in a concert hall? John Williams wrote this for you over 20 years ago. You're playing it today. Has it changed the way you approach it?
Well, absolutely. I think I'm always the same person, just the way that John Williams is the same person when he's writing film music or writing concert music. And in a way, John Williams is taking me into his home by writing this piece because it's so personal, because it's so deeply him. And I think all of my experiences, I think, lead me to a better understanding of who we are in human nature as people.
Thank you so much, Yo-Yo Ma.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.